Okay, here we go. Dayal Sache, Sosong Nepachene. Sache, in colloquial Tibetan, is Sapche. They pronounce the B for no good reason, Sapche. Then it means the points in an outline or an outline of a teaching. In the Lam Rim, it means each of the steps of the path, one by one, A to Z. Sosong Nepache means you should learn to divide them in your mind. Like you shouldn't mush them up. They should be clear and separate steps to enlightenment and progressive, one by one. You go through in a certain order. Okay. When I was living with Tibetans, they had just, you know, they were refugees. And oftentimes they would, when I was in the monastery, they would often bring me anything mechanical, like a watch, and they'd say, "You're from America, fix it." You know? And it was really funny. And then I remember we had a Volkswagen Bochito, Volkswagen Bug, and it broke one day, and Rinpoche's like, "You're American, just fix it," you know? And I'm like, "I never fixed the car, Rinpoche." And he says, "Well, go to the library and get a book," you know? And this is before the internet. And so I went to the library. It's called Idiot's Guide to Volkswagens or something like that. It was made by a hippie. I don't know if you ever saw that book. It's really beautiful. It has hippie drawings all through it. And when you take apart a car engine, there's a certain order you have to do it in. Like, you can't just unscrew screws at random. And the long story short is I broke the car. I ruined the engine because I just took off screws until it was all apart. And then I put it all back together and there was a couple screws missing. And I mean, a couple screws left over. And I was like, they probably don't need them, you know. And you need them, okay. Dangzhou, we had to buy a new car. Anyway, Dangzhou Dunche Nyeka Gombekap Konor Che Guki. So when you concentrate on Dangzhou means thinking how lucky you are, okay. Your body has tens of thousands of moving parts, right? We used to run a jewelry factory, you know. We made, on a good day, we made 30,000 pieces of jewelry. 300,000 diamonds. And there's only two parts to a piece of jewelry. There's the metal and there's the stone. And you just have to put the stone in the metal. And that's all you have to do. And we had like a 20% defect rate. You know, something would go wrong 20% of the time between two things. And your body is made of tens of thousands of parts working with each other. It's only karma that keeps you running, because it's impossible for them. All those fluids and cells and what do you call it? Systems, digestion system, lymphatic system, for them all to work together in perfect harmony. It's only karma that makes it possible. Otherwise, it will kill itself. It will, certain parts of your body will kill other parts of your body by accident. It's just karma that keeps them running. And it's a miracle, and it's very fragile. The karma that keeps them from killing each other is very unusual, very special, and very rare in the universe. We haven't found any. I know scientists are working really hard to find just another planet that would support life, and they haven't found one yet that could definitely support life. Out of billions of stars, it's extremely rare. So Dangzhou Dunche means this body you have, the life you have, the mind you have is very precious and difficult to replace, okay? Easily broken. Nyeka Gombekap. When you're meditating on that Lam Rim step, Konar Che Guki, you should just focus on that and don't mix it up with other Lam Rim meditations, okay? Like Shamatha or dependent origination or something like that. Focus on the one you're on. Go through the alarm room one step at a time. Good key. This key is a possessive at the end of a sentence, so it must be disjunctive. Yeah, but. It must be but. But, okay. Sa nuki nangdu. Sa, this spelling with a asur, okay? It's TS with a little triangle at the bottom. Nu means a vessel, like Tripitaka, the three baskets, is spelled this way, snod. Ki nangdu. So tsa means salt. If you don't put the V, it means hot. So V is an orthographic symbol. It's just to separate spelling of two words that sound the same. Nukinanda pul, I had to look it up. It means soda. So in Tibet, when you make tea, you use butter, salt, and soda, baking soda. Okay. Okay. The first time I tasted it, I thought it was chicken soup. Butter tea, you know, bul sewatar. So you have a separate container for your salt and you have a separate container for your soda. Okay. And you take one spoon of one and you take half a spoon of, or quarter spoon of the soda. You don't mix the salt and the soda together and then dump that in the tea. You see? So this is, tea is the most important thing in Tibet. It's more important than the Dalai Lama, okay? So every Tibetan drinks like 20 cups of tea a day, okay? So I lived in the monastery for many years. Then I had to go to work and I got sent to other countries like Thailand. I had to open an office in Bangkok and I got these tremendous migraine headaches there. And then I realized it was because I was addicted to the tea and I had to have like 20 cups a day. Setar chu yimbe. Bulse watar chu yimbe. Chunyananda bulse watar chu yimbe. Kin nyamne. Kin me nyamne. This chu yimbe, what's chu? Yeah. It means, some people think it's all Dharma anyway. Chu yin means it's all Dharma anyway. So, you know, I can just mix it all up and pick out things at random, you know. It's all Dharma. The whole Lam Rim is all Dharma. All ACI 18 courses, they're all Dharma. I can just pick them out at random. I can study a little bit of this and I can study a little bit of that. That's like mixing your salt and your soda in the same pot. Okay. Chu yinbe. Nyamne. Goju kang sin sin ne mikpakyang na. If you just pick out subjects of meditation at random. Gojuk means from the beginning or from the end of the Lam Rim. Kyang na, nyen lang du song. So this lang, generally all those long verbs mean to take up something or to get up. But this lang is an old idiom that means to get a bad habit. Okay. So if you're interested in learning to speak Tibetan, you can say kyang lang. Shorwa. Kyanglang. Shorwa. That means to develop a bad habit. Okay. Rinpoche used to use it for children who started to act up and their parents didn't stop them. Then the children kyanglang shor. And then they just get worse and worse. And also a heroin addiction is called kyanglang shor. So it means to develop a bad habit. What's the bad habit here? You get in the habit of just picking at random, you know, meditation subjects from the whole scriptures. Okay, kyanglang, nyenlang here, it means the same thing. Nyen means bad habit. Songne gegchambo chete, it will hinder your progress in your spiritual path. Sim chingudu dro, your mind will go to chingwa and gubba. Either you'll get sleepy or you'll get all riled up. Okay, the mind will just jump around to different things. Chingu de doi. Gom kin. Kin, you know kin min do, right? What's a gom kin? Yeah, you'll get defective meditation. You'll have problems in your meditation. Kyang yinbe. a person like that, te mitse shilpor. Shilpor means an entire. Shilpo. Shilpo means an entire. Here it's mitse. What's it? This mi means human. A whole human life. An entire human life. A gejor kenchendu dro. Your spiritual practice for a whole human life will become kinchen. Chen means to have, right? It'll be defective. It'll be incorrect. And you won't make progress, okay? Desongna rangki di gomso nyambe chajoksa minye. Then if someone comes up to you and says, well, what are you meditating on nowadays? And you're kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of mishmash, you know. You can't say, I'm working on developing respect for my teacher, or I'm working on realizing how precious my opportunities are, or I'm working on getting up in the morning and realizing I might die today. You know, someone comes up to you and says, what are you meditating on? You're like, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, okay? Then you don't have any focus. That's not the way you should do it. Deta mimba. Rather, let's take chiwa mitapa. Say chiwa.
Chiwa.
Mitapa. So, you gotta appreciate one thing. Lam Rim is the genre of literature. It's a whole body of literature. It's huge. There are many, many Lam Rims. So it means, Lam Rim can mean a book of literature. But Lam Rim can also refer to each one of the steps. So a Lam Rim can have lots of Lam Rims in it. Got it? So each Lam Rim has a special name. They have developed their own names, nicknames. So they just say, what Lam Rim you on? I say, Chiwa Mitapa. You know, what are you up to? Chiwa Mitapa. Chiwa means to die. Mitapa means impermanence, like you're not going to live forever. The impermanence represented by death, Chiwa Mitapa. Tabartuna, if we just take that Lam Rim, for example, that step on the path. So from A to Z, it's probably around F or something. Okay, step F. Der tope nungdang rikpa. So, der tope means included into that subject. Lung means scriptural quotations. You can study scriptural quotations about death. Okay. You can study rikpa. Logic that, you know, proves you're not going to live forever. Okay, it's logical that you're not going to live forever, and lots of saints have said you're not going to live forever. Okay, that's lung and rikpa. Pe means examples. You can think of many examples, particularly of people who expected to live a long life and didn't. Right. So the older you get, I was in Maitreya retreat. I decided one day, oh, I'm going to make a list of all the people I know who died. And I thought it would be about 5 people. And I stopped at like 200, you know. And I'm like, okay, forget that. You know. Nobody really expects to die. Even my dad, he had lung cancer. They cut him up. He was all, you know, he lost 150 pounds or something. And he's like, oh, I'll be okay. You know? And like, he doesn't expect to die. You know, mitapa. Tensik means logical proofs, again, reasons, brief reasons why you're going to die, okay? Tana means by the end of that process, okay? Tering chongbe nangi mishiwa tsun nende gom chog. Chongba means your neighbors in your little village, okay? Nangi means one of the people who lives in your town or your neighborhood. Mi means a person. Shiwa tsun nende. You will hear little, you know, somebody will say, oh, did you know Mr. Smith died down the street? You know, tsun te gom chok. Then you can meditate on that. That can become a meditation subject, okay? So he goes from scriptural meditations to things you see on TV or the internet, you know, they're full of it. People are very attracted to tragedy and scandal and problems with people. So you can see them all the time. There's always somebody dying on the internet every half hour or something. You know, there's always a report of someone who didn't expect to die and died in some strange way. And then you can use all of them as fuel for your meditation, okay? As you're studying Lam Rim, seek fuel in the world around you, okay? Focus on one Lam Rim and then take fuel from the scriptures. You know, get started with the scriptures and then go to real life. And then all day long, as you walk around, look for examples of death and people who died unexpectedly. And suddenly your whole world is full of death, you know, because you're starting to notice it, you know. And then you start to feel a little more fragile. And then in a healthy way, you will work harder to do the things you want to do before you lose your chance, okay? Dag chok means what, Phil? The choke at the end of gom chok. Oh, your eyes aren't working yet, maybe. Okay. That means that we had it before. It can mean ritual, but it can also mean... That's chic. Choke means you can do that. It's allowable. You know, you can start drawing examples from all day long. So you start in the morning with your Lam Rim meditations, and you start from a book, and you start from a lama. But if you stick to one subject for a month or something, you'll start to see death everywhere, and you'll start to feel like you got to get moving. You got to do something now, okay? Of course, the root of it all is the instructions you get from your own teacher. So the best information about death that you will get is the words of your own teacher, your personal teacher. That's why you have a teacher. That's why you should find a teacher, okay? And fine means fine, okay? I mean, I looked for one. I went to India. I got that diarrhea for, I don't know. When I came back to New York, I went to some specialist because I was having stomach problems, and he took a blood sample. He says, "You have 16 kinds of parasites," you know. And I'm like, "Yeah, I know," you know. And you have to find them, you know. And then I found him in the worst place of all. I met His Holiness. He said, "Go to New Jersey." I'm like, "No, no," you know. When I was a kid, people from New Jersey used to come to Arizona, and we would actually throw things at their cars. Then I became one. Tsatsakang. Tsakang, this is a weird spelling, right? You'll learn about it. But it's an abbreviation for Satsa, which is a Sanskrit word, Satcha. What's a satta? Yeah, those are those little plaster images that people make, you know, from a mold. Lama Sopa's group is really into making them. Lama Sopa, to keep people out of trouble, they'll say, "I need advice from Bhishma. What's wrong? You know, I'm having trouble with my wife. Make 50,000 sattas." So they go make 50,000 of these little plaster, and then they forget about their wife, you know. Okay. 8 months later, they're finished. Satsakang, nange shokpu. So satsakang means, I told you, there's a little sheds made out of adobe bricks, and you take holy things there when they get old. Like if you have a tanka that got torn, or you have a ceramic statue that got the arm broken off and you can't find it, then you can take them and you respectfully put them in this. It's like a garbage, spiritual garbage bin. And they're all over Tibet. They're spread all over the neighborhood, and you can just go put your holy stuff there. So sometimes kids go there, of course, and they'll find a little... Like if you have a book that's incomplete, you lost a lot of the pages because they're not bound, right? Then you can take the leftover pages and just throw them in there. And then it's a custom, like a monk will go there and pick a page and see if they can guess where it came from. And sometimes you do that as sort of a, what do you call that? Telling the future? You can tell the future like a mole. You go and you take one piece of paper out of the satsang and it'll say, meditate on your death, you know, and you're like, oh, okay, I got it, you know, like that. So if you get good at it, you can open any book. We used to do it for Seichu. We used to go to a bookstore and we'd give each student a number. We'd say 3.4, which means go to the third shelf and take out the fourth book and look on page 100 at the second paragraph, and there's a message for you there. And then everybody would go, we'd all pretend we didn't know each other, and we'd wander around the bookstore and everybody'd look, and then we'd compare, and they were kind of supernatural. You know, they'd all be something important for your life, okay? So that's what he's talking about. Nyekyang means you can come across a single piece of scripture page in a garbage bin and look at it. And one day I was out in front of the place in New York on, what was that, 6th Street, I think. And I found a piece of Tibetan scripture on the sidewalk in front of the temple. And I picked it up and it's like a white umbrella. This is a special tantra. And I'm like, wow. Okay, De Dun Sun Kitendu Nene Gom. Then you can meditate on that little piece of paper that you find. Or you can open up a Time magazine at the dentist's office and there'll be a message for you there. Okay. Go Mambone Sambake Lawa. Sambake Lawa. If you have a wide variety of sources, it's easier to get into the Lamrim subject that you're on. So don't think that your study of death has to be restricted to the scriptures. Okay? Like, use Time magazine, use the internet, use what you hear in the line in the grocery store, listen to people, and you will get lots of death messages. Okay? Mambo ne sambe ke lawa. Ngargo mambo ne sambe shedan ke wa shenyin. It's like how you used many resources in our previous example to get really pissed off at that other person. Okay. Remember you were like, oh, last year he said that. Then 6 months later he said that. And then the other day he looked at me like that. And to develop a real meditation, you use a lot of resources when you're getting angry at someone. So he says, why don't you do the same for your Lamrim? Okay. Tena shinena tuke par, tuke par. Therefore, until you get up to the higher subjects like shine, what's shine? Shamata. Okay, yeah. Parke gomnam che gomdang. So do a che gom on all of those subjects as you move up to the Lamrim, do che gom on each of them. Many reasons why it's true that you're going to die today. Okay. Shine drubne mipa chigla semjimbe tabuni jogomyen. Then when you get to shamatha and you start focusing on a single object rather than multiple sources of information, right? That changes. Then you switch from chegom to jogom, okay? Then you switch from chegom to jogom. Jogom means single-pointed focus. Then you do the opposite. You don't take lots of information from many sources to remember your Lamrim. You focus on one thing, okay? Then he says an interesting thing. Kachiki jogom kusali gomdang, chegom kepe gomdu shepadang. Some people have claimed that jogom, single-pointed meditation, is for kusalis, and that chegom is for kepas. What's a kusali and what's a kepa? We have kusali tsok in the... Kusali is the same as busuku, basically. What's a busuku? Busuku means like a lazy dude, lazy guy, okay? That's for busukus. Then chegom, analytical meditation, which requires many sources of information, much study, much research, that's for kepas. Kepa means sages or wise people, okay? So some people have claimed that sitting there on a single point is kind of the lazy man's meditation, and then analytical meditation is more of a sage's meditation, Shepa Dang. Then some people have said, Che Gom Ki Jo Gom La Nu. What's Nu? Nu means to hurt or damage, right? They said, Che Gom will Nu your Jo Gom. What's that mean? Analytical meditation will damage your single-pointed meditation, right? If you get used to what I tried to do this morning was a Che Gom that went into a Jo Gom. Did you catch that? Like by the end, you were supposed to be focusing on the absence of this person. You were supposed to get a feeling that they were never there, and then you were supposed to sit with that feeling. That's Jo Gom. But you got to it by using a Che Gom. So he says, Mite. Mite means all these ideas are completely wrong, okay? That learning to do an analytical meditation will somehow hurt your focused meditations, or that single-pointed meditations are somehow lazy and analytical meditations are somehow more intellectual. These are mistakes. These are not correct, he says. Mite means not correct. And he says, Sok, other such ideas. I wish he had written them all down. You know, we don't know what they were, but I learn a lot when some lama goes through all of the mistaken ideas. That's the pedagogical system in Tibet. You spend a lot of time learning the wrong idea and why it's wrong, okay? Okay, we're ready for Nyin Dumbar, okay? See that? By the way, that little... what do you call it? Punctuation mark. Before, that marks a major section in a scripture, okay? And it's a little slash. And it means like, huge section has just finished. So we're now at Nyin Dumbar, which means we've reached the seventh day of the teachings. And there were 24 days of teaching. So we're not doing too bad. We're about a third of the way through in 3 years. So we're on about a 10 to 12 year schedule, okay? Except I'm going to throw in a big chunk at the end. We're going to go back to emptiness and shamatha from the Lam Rim Chemo, from Jetsam Kapa, okay? Nyin Dumba Jike Du Gyalse Chembo Shiva Tha. The great Bodhisattva Shiva Tha said, Shanti Deva, okay? Tha means Deva, Shiva means peace, right? Mi chula tene ni dunga chuo chele du du di chine ni kawe. Momba du se ni malo. Okay. Mi chu. Chu means a ship or a boat. Okay. If namka means sky, what's a nam to? An airplane. Okay. Sky boat. Okay. Airplane in Tibetan is called sky boat. Okay. Mi chula tene ni. Use the boat of a human life. Dungya chua chen du, cross the great waters of suffering. Chu di chini nyekawe. It's hard to find a boat like that again. If you're from Guelph, you see boot, right? A boot like that again. Mombe dusa nyimalok. Momba. You know that from the Vajrayogini, those of you who know it. Do you remember Mamba? Mukche Renje Mongje Kunle Nambargyal. When you do the praise of Vajrayogini in the eight lines. Mukche Renje Mongje Kunle Nambargyal. Mongje, Mamba means to confuse somebody, to be confused. Huh? Yeah, it means like confused or something. Really confused. Messed up confused. Okay. Mombe Dusu means it's time. It's time. Nyima lok means don't sit there and sleep. Okay? Don't sleep. The time has come. Don't sleep. You know, okay? You have a boat. Use it. Don't sleep. You know. Don't spend your time in slumber. Okay. Chepe lung jen zene. This den means to pull. But it also means to pull out a quotation. So, Pabongkwa Rinpoche says, Trijar Rinpoche pulled out this quotation. Den zene, korwe gyazo chembo le duwar chepe du. You have a boat with which you can cross the great ocean of suffering, of cycle of life, okay? By the way, the word to cross an ocean and safely reach the other side is, the verb is tara, okay? Dul, okay? And that's the ultimate meaning of the word tara, to cross safely to the other side, okay? Tuor chepe turan dawe, you have a mi luten. Mi luten means a body and mind of a human. Namba tapa, you have a good one. Di nene, you found one, you got one, okay? Mashi tsunche, up to the hour of your death. Devala chapa mayimbar, don't sit there watching videos. Set up tengi duma shigma dupna, you should reach the ultimate goal of your countless lifetimes. Now that you have a nice machine, you have a good car to drive into enlightenment, so use it, don't waste it, okay? Mashit madubna chine dunyaki gyazo chambale towe dutabu tendi nyeparkawe. If you wait and hope that you will get another body like this, you're a fool, okay? It's not going to happen. Okay, it would take billions of lifetimes to get back to where you are now. So use it while you have it. Dinye pakawe. Tare tengi duma shi duba chego. I like the word tengi duma. Tengi duma means your ultimate dream. Okay? Tare means now. Duba chego. You must act now to reach your ultimate dreams. Okay? De duba la dutsu shego pe. But to reach those ultimate dreams, you need a method. You need a way. Therefore, you should think to yourself, okay, I'm going to become an enlightened being so that I can be of some help to all the suffering people around me. De chido, in order to become that enlightened being, kibusungi lankirimbe sabchi nyene, I'm going to keep going to those Lamrim classes, which teach the three levels. Okay, we'll talk about that, three capacities. Lekpar Nyamsunen, after I go to the retreat and learn them, I'm going to go home and practice them. Nyamsunen, I'm not kidding, that's what it says. Lekpar Nyamsunen, I'm going to practice it well. Nyambe Kunlong Chö means, you should maintain that motivation while you're here in the retreat, okay? I'm going to listen. I'm going to get some information for my practice. Then I'm going to go home and practice it at home on my own. And then I'm going to become enlightened and help all these people, okay? Like that. That should be your how you feel about this retreat. And so, de la sabchedita yopale. Oh, and then I'm going to have to do step one, and then I'm going to have to do step two, and then I'm going to have to do step three. Okay? Sheso, Nara Sabche Son Simbanam Sungne. And Pabong Rinpoche did a brief review of where they had been so far, which is the preparations for meditation. On what? Yeah, on the Lamrim. The whole purpose of the last 3 years was to get the meditation, prepare for meditation on the actual subject of the Lamrim. Do you feel something coming? Yeah. All right, you should give yourselves a hand. We survived. You survived to the Lamrim. Shipa, section 4 of this text. Dampangoki Loma, the real instructions. Okay, Dampangu means the real instructions. Loma Jitartui Rimba means that you are going to also use to guide your own students, okay? Which you are also going to use to guide your own students. Rimba La Lamkitsawa, the first one is Lamkitsawa. What's that mean? Tsawa. The root of the path, okay? The foundation of the path. Everything, all spiritual progress starts with one thing. Shinyin Denso. Say Shinyin Denso. So that's the short nickname for this Lamrim, you know? Like Chiwa Mitapa is death meditation. Shinyin Denso means How to take yourself to a lama. Okay, wait. How to take yourself to a lama. Okay. The 10 is very beautiful. The 10 is, a lot of you know the verb breten, B-R-T-E-N, which means to depend, like dependent origination is B-R-T-E-N. But this is spelled different with an S. And it means to, as I said before, to rely on a medicine or to rely on a doctor. And it's only used for that. So I don't know how you want to translate it. Shenyan means spiritual guide, spiritual teacher. So means how. How are you going to ten on a spiritual teacher? How are you going to take yourself to a doctor? How do you take yourself to a doctor? Okay, spiritual doctor. Okay, that is the first and greatest of all the teachings of Buddhism. Okay, it's the first and greatest of all teachings of Buddhism. And without that, nothing. Okay. We had some problems at Diamond Mountain. We had trouble. One of the teachers, we had trouble with one of the teachers. And there were a significant number of people who kind of backed off from taking a teacher or taking a lama or committing themselves to a lama. And that's a grave mistake. That's a very, very grave mistake. Okay? That's the beginning of everything, and that's the root of everything. So you have to be careful, but you can't do without it. You need a teacher. And if you don't think that's true, you can't study this path and you can't make progress in this path. And I lived with my teacher for 25 years and I saw many, you're going to see things that are less than perfect because of yourself, right? But I can say from experience that there's nothing sweeter or more beautiful than to have a teacher. There's nothing better than that. It's like getting married 10 times at once or something. And there's nothing better than that. And there's nothing sweeter. And there's no way that you can make progress without that. You've got to find your heart teacher and you have to be close to them. And that's everything, okay? And I did it, and it wasn't always easy, and it wasn't always perfect, and there were many, what do you call it? Boo-boos and disconnects, but in the end, it's the only way. And I'm extremely happy because of that. You know, my whole life has been happy. Okay, and I'm very grateful for that teaching. Okay, yeah. So first, how do you take yourself to a teacher? And then secondly, how should you think once you get to the teacher? Once you find your teacher, how should you think? And I remind you that we are in the business of karmic management. Someone was telling me, I don't know, weird things. Karmic management means, in the case of a lama, it's very simple. You don't find them, okay? You don't find a lama. You create them, okay? You mold them. You plant them, okay? And that's the only way to find them, okay? So they're not out there somewhere, and you go find them. That's a wrong. I have a new verb called wrong thing. That's a wrong thing, okay? You have to plant them, okay? And how do you plant them? Mainly you share what you know with other people, okay? Without being a missionary or what do you call that? Yeah, without proselytizing. You share. I like the word share. There's our Chinese students, a lot of them say, I don't know what the Chinese word is, but apparently it's more like share than teach. You see what I mean? They'll say, the Singapore group will say, we held a sharing. And I'm like, what's a sharing? You know, and it's like, you know, where we get up and tell the other people about what we're doing. And we teach them, but they call it sharing, right? So the best way to create, if you have, like you, there's this kind of despair if you've been looking for your heart lama and you didn't find them yet, then just plant them. And do lots of coffee meditation, okay? Share a lot, as much as you know, which may be more or less, it doesn't matter. Share what you know, share what you understand, and plant them. And do lots of coffee meditation on the sharing, okay? And then they'll come. They have to come. And you don't have to go to some other country, and, you know, they will come to you, okay? Because you create them, okay? Shenyin Tensu Tenbetsu Da. Dear Shenyin Tensu Ne Chepa Yin La Deyan Jorje La Sheba Shi Shema Tukyang. So, Pabongku Rinpoche says, from now, from this point in the teaching, I'm going to start the Lamrim. We're starting the Lamrim. And the first step is how to take yourself to a teacher, right? Then he says, Jorchula, up to now we were studying Jorchu, Trup, the six preliminary practices before meditation. Shepashi Shema Tukyang, and I wasn't able to do the Shepashi, okay? Shepashi means, it's traditional that you should learn something once and review it three times, which makes a total of four. She here means four, okay? It's traditional when you learn something, even in a class, like the teacher should teach it on, today is Saturday, right? I should review it lightly tomorrow, okay? And you should review it three times if you can, okay? Like once right after the class, one more time before you go to bed, and one time before you, after you get up in the morning, okay? That's the proper way to study Buddhism, okay? You should repeat it three times. Then it sticks in your head. It's like if you learn to play sitar. I'm sure your teacher made you, you know, they teach you a raga, then they say, okay, run home and play it once. And then before you go to bed, play it again. And then when you get up in the morning, play it again, and then it will stick with you, okay? So you should always review three times, even lightly. What's the best way to review? It's with your friends, okay? Like, just talk about it. And that's a perfect review, okay? So it's nice to live around other Dharma people. I find it extremely difficult to maintain my practice if I'm not around other Dharma people. So try to get yourself into a situation where you're around Dharma friends. And then when you get together, don't talk about movies and stuff. Or you can talk about movies, but only in the context of the Lamrim, okay? So it's good to be around other Dharma friends, you know? And then when you get together, say, oh, what did you think about that last thing on Saturday about the Lama thing, you know? And how do you just... It's also when you're around your Dharma friends and they start gossiping about some stupid thing, you can say, well, what do you think about the first Lamrim, you know? And you just interrupt them, you know, and like hijack them to something more important, you know. You can do that. It doesn't mean you can't have fun, you know. You can have fun about it, but the best way to review is with your friends and just, what do you remember? What do you remember from what they said at the retreat, you know, like that. So he says, I wasn't able to repeat, to do the traditional four times through the Jorchu, because it would take 3 years, you know. But Ngushi Ti, here in the, Ngushi means the, what do you call it? You have the opening acts and then you have the main band or something. What do you call that? The main act. Yeah, Ngushi means the main act, okay. We reached the main act, and Shenyin Tenso Ne Sung Kya She Dan Che Chi Teng Shi Bu Gu Ba Yin. So I'm going to start now, from here on, now that we hit the Lam Rim, we're going to repeat everything four times. Okay, I'm going to make sure we go over everything four times. That wasn't all recorded in the text, so don't worry. Okay. But every day that he started teaching again, he would repeat some from the previous day. And that's just a good habit anyway. If you're teaching a class once a week in Scottsdale with Johnny O, then it's good to catch the students up to where you were last time. Okay? Jesu chakshe kyan deta tu gu. And we'll keep that up throughout the rest of the text. Okay? And you should do it too later on when you teach. Okay, we got five more minutes. This next paragraph is one of my favorite in the whole book. Dian jikten na shing so la so song miki tete che chope lela. Jikten na means in the everyday world. Jikten means loka in Sanskrit. In the everyday world, in the normal world. Shing so. So means a craftsman. Shing means wood. So shing so means, what do you call it? Who does images. Or you can say carpenter also. Woodworker. A woodworker. Okay? A woodworker. Hla, hla means what? Hla means a deity or an angel, but a hlaso is an artist or a painter. Because the only thing painters did in Tibet was tanka. Okay, so hlaso means a tanka painter or a sculptor. Okay, someone who makes holy images. Hlaso, sok, etc. Miki tete che chopi le. What's the chopa, Phil? No, C-H-O-G. Yeah, I'm just trying to get that in here. Chopa means allow, right? To allow. Lay here means work and not karma. So just regular kinds of jobs that can be done. Chopa. Mikite. You know tawa. Yeah, miki. With your eyes. What's he talking about? Things that you can learn just by watching, yeah, okay? So even, you know, there's stuff you can learn in the world. I used to do carpentry. I used to work in the summers as a carpenter. And most of it you pick up by just watching the other carpenters, right? A gunner, where's Gunner? He's an electrician. He's a journeyman electrician. So he goes out on these jobs, you know, and they make him do the schlock work, like, digging the ditches for rolling out the cable. He thought he was going to learn electrician. But, you know, while he's digging ditches and rolling out cable, he watches the other guys and he picks up stuff. Okay, so there are skills that you can learn just by watching somebody. Even in those cases, dambor lo ken la tenguna, you have to have someone to watch. Okay, you can't learn normal, everyday skills without a teacher. Okay? You can't learn piano, you can't learn electrician, you can't learn carpentry, you can't learn painting. You have to have someone you can watch. Okay? Tenguna, serab tengi duma, dupche, if you want to reach the ultimate goal of countless lifetimes, dupche, sangye kisar drupa, if you want to go to the state of enlightenment, you gotta find someone who knows the way, who knows the path. Lam ge tsu she bana. She nian la ten ge. You have to find a teacher. You've gotta rely on a teacher. You can't just make it up. You can't wing it, okay? Da me kyan chi ge. Needless to say, okay? If to learn how to make a chair requires a teacher, then the ultimate task of all your billions of lifetimes might require a teacher also. Duh. All right, I like that. I like that one always stuck in my mind, you know. And it's just foolish. I see people, you know, I see lots of people, and they say, I'm not coming to the class, you know, I thought I would just stay at home and study, and I'm like, no, it drives me nuts, you know. I get really disturbed by it, and it's not possible. It won't happen, okay? Kachiki lama mekyang. Some people say, I don't need a teacher. Pecha la tene. I can read the books. She nyamyang. Demi chopa. It ain't gonna happen. Lami tseni dandembe shik dengute. You have to find a living teacher, and you have to be with them, okay? It's not going to happen from the internet. YouTube is not going to teach you the path to enlightenment, okay? No, people think that, or I have a book, I don't have to go to the retreat. It cannot happen. There's a blessing that comes to a living soul, and you have to expose yourself to that, okay? And that's the only way that it happens, okay? All right. Then we're going to get to a very beautiful example that's very tantric and chakra oriented. People love that. Do you have any? Oh, let's do a mandala then. She put it to she met on town. Rila Ninshi Ninde Gampani Sange Shindu Mide Uwagi Dokunamda Shina Chepasho Hidam Guru Nana Mandala Kamayatayami Dike Wokun Sanam Yishe Sotokshin Sanam Yishe Nechume Nabakuni Topashon.